This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again now as we are by the most read man that, and READ, the one who writes articles that are consumed with eyes by more people in the gun writing community than anybody else, and that would be Dean Weingarten. It sounds like I'm like introducing you as a Native American, doesn't it?
Maybe. Will it give me a Harvard professorship? You know, a couple $100,000 a year for a month.
Well, listen.
I kinda like that idea.
It works for Pocahontas. I don't see why it couldn't work. You live in Arizona too. Where was she from? Boston?
I don't know where she started out, to tell the truth. I mean, I have read it and I've heard it somewhere, but I've forgotten. Maybe it was in Oklahoma. Who knows? Actually, I am a Native American. I was born in America. That makes me a Native American, it seems to me.
But you can't go to that tribe. And the only time we can gamble is when we hook up in Vegas. So.
Yeah, well, and I'm not. When I gamble, I want to be able to have some control over the odds.
Yeah, which that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen now, does it? So what's been going on in the world of Dean? Tell me what you've been
talking
about.
Well, there's some funny stuff about Joe Biden speaking to a moderately high dollar fundraiser. I think it was $2,800 or more.
Yeah,
how they come up with those numbers is who knows. Maybe they have some type of algorithm to maximize their fundraising in any particular place. But anyway, it's just funny, you know, because he's such a gaffe machine, and he's talking to these people who he thinks that all think the same way as him, so he can say just about anything he wants. And he says that he supports the Second Amendment, but he doesn't like the absolutists. He says people can't own machine guns or bazookas, so why should we allow people to have military-style weapons, including pistols with 9mm bullets that can hold 10 or more rounds? And there's so much fail in that statement that you have to start somewhere.
Right.
I mean, and the biggest way to start is you don't have the authority. You know, it's the Supreme Court already ruled that common pistols are within the Second Amendment, so you simply do not have the authority to disallow them. That's probably the biggest one, and they've been around forever. Well, not forever, 160 years. I went back and found some pinfires that had 10-round capacity in 12-millimeter pinfire that were patented in 1853. So, I think there may have been pepper boxes with that much before then. The idea that this is somehow a new problem is absurd. And then we had the Mauser, which was chambered, the C-96, the broom handle Mauser.
Right.
Was chambered in 9mm in 1916, more than 100 years ago. And it was a popular pistol and was available all over the world. And I think over a million of them were manufactured. Winston Churchill credits having one in, it was in 30 caliber, actually, 7.62, and having it saved him in a couple of different combat situations, particularly in the River War in the Sudan, I believe. And you know, the idea that these pistols have are only a recent phenomena is just silly. And if they're not a recent phenomena, which we know historically they are not, then it's not the pistols that are causing the problem. And that is such an elementary bit of logic that, you know, people who don't see it are operating in an entirely different framework than we are. And where they operate out of is, well, I don't have a pistol, and I don't see any, and if I did want a pistol, I could always get one because I'm connected to the government. And I don't want one. I don't have one. So I don't see why I should be bothered with trying to take them away from everybody else. But they're not thinking very well, because if they try to take them away from, you know, the 100 or million or so American gun owners that have pistols, they're going to cause way, way more problems than they'll solve.
So let me ask you this. Has a gun grabber ever described what the Second Amendment is supposed to be for? I know they like to talk about ducks and deer and all this other stuff, but have they ever described that?
Well, let me give a shot at it. It would go something like this. The Second Amendment was written a long time ago, and it really meant that the government could regulate militias, and that people in government militias were allowed to have guns. Well, that sounds like a really stupid thing to put in the Constitution. Since when are government militias need authority to have weapons? You know, ones that are, in other words, if the government has the authority to have a militia, it's pretty well assumed those people can have arms while in military service. And it wouldn't make any sense otherwise. So that's what they say. They just lie, and they lie to themselves.
Well, I guess the next question would be, is that the only amendment that needs interpretation by the left?
There are numerous amendments that are under attack. Certainly, the First Amendment is significantly under attack, and it has several freedoms in it. I would say freedom of religion is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. Freedom of the press is under attack. We've seen considerable diminution of the Fourth Amendment. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments have pretty much seemed to have been forgotten about already, and that's been for probably at least 100 years, if not more. No, it isn't just the Second Amendment.
The only one they seem to follow is the Third.
Yeah. Well, and I've heard arguments that they aren't really following that, you know, in the sense. One person made this argument, maybe it's unusual, but it said if the police can take over your home, and this has happened, by the way.
Okay.
Where like a SWAT team will say, we need this house for surveillance of somewhere else. Get out. We're going to live here the next 2 weeks. That's kind of quartering troops in time of peacetime, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I would have to go with that. I hadn't even thought about that one.
Yeah, it's just one I've run across.
Let me get you to hang on right there if I can. We're coming up on the first break, and we'll get into the next topic of the next Wine Guardian topic that's coming up. I just coined a phrase there. You can catch the stuff that Dean has written about recently, right about half of what he's done. You can catch that at amoland.com. Otherwise, you can catch him here twice a week, and, you know, we don't cover everything he says. Everything he writes, but we cover a fair amount. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. You wrote an article the other day based upon the tweet from young Miss Pocahontas about traffic violence. Did she really? Is that that's not a joke or anything? That's really something she tweeted on Twitter.
It appears to be real.
She's referring to car accidents as traffic violence.
Traffic violence. Yeah, and she wants to go to zero traffic violence. And I'm going, well, what exactly does that mean? And what was really, I think, extremely humorous about it was that some rather witty young fellow, I'm presuming.
Quick thinking
and witty fellow said underword, well, you know, and I should quote it, but basically he said, we've got to get rid of anything that goes over 20 miles an hour. And those high-capacity vehicles are a problem, too. We shouldn't allow anybody to sell one of these vehicles on the secondary market. And don't get me started on Jeeps. The thought of a vehicle designed for war on the street has me quivering, something like that.
Mm.
He really did a good job. And it shows the absurdity of it. It's like weapons designed for war, and they're talking about the AR-15, as if probably, you know, I don't know, 85% of the technology we use today wasn't involved in war when it was first produced one way or another.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, just about every gun that has ever existed, with the exception of fully automatic weapons, which I'm sure they make semi-automatic versions of some of these things. But, I mean, just about every gun that has ever been in the inventory of the American military that is man-portable, possibly two-man crew-served, has made it into ownership in private hands, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And one of the reasons that fully auto guns have never been particularly popular in the U.S. is they're really expensive to shoot.
Yeah, and when you got to pay for the ammo, that gets real expensive real quick.
That's right. And so even when you could just go to the local store and order a Thompson, or if they had one, buy it, it was expensive to start with, and the cost of shooting one was really expensive. So very few people, except the quite wealthy, could afford to buy them. Most of the fully auto guns that were used in crime in the 30s, and there weren't that many of them, there were a few Thompsons and a few BARs, a Browning automatic rifle for those who don't understand the designation, most of those were stolen from National Guard armories or police stations. I mean, the vast majority of them were stolen. So it wasn't the civilian market that was creating a big problem. And what we had was a very similar situation that we have today, where newspaper accounts, you know, touting about how horrible these guns are, and, of course, the Roosevelt administration capitalizing on it in order to try to pass much worse gun control, which failed in the National Firearms Act 1934, they really wanted to ban pistols or register them like England, you know, get them down to where they're almost non-existent in the civilian population.
Right.
They kind of just threw in, automatic guns, machine guns in there, because they could, you know, we just throw everything in and see what we can get out of it. Well, the NRA fought them in the committee, and basically they took out the pistol part because they knew they couldn't get it through the Congress, and they were left with the rump end of it, which was machine guns, sawed-off rifles, and sawed-off shotguns, and silencers, which nobody ever explained why the silencers were in there in the first place. So it was just a laundry list of stuff they thought they might be able to get away with while the people were distracted by the Depression. And they almost succeeded, you know, but the NRA actually deserves a lot of credit for minimizing the damage of the National Firearms Act of 1934.
Right.
And then once World War II started up, nobody was talking about gun control for another about 30 years.
Well, let's talk about what she's trying to do here. Is she trying to take a traffic accident and make it a crime?
I don't think that's what she's doing. She's trying to use, she's using Orwellian word control, thought control, really. Because if you can control the words a person uses about a subject, you control their thought.
Sure.
So what she is saying, I think she's trying to transfer some of the idea that gun violence, you know, is a health issue or a bad thing, and transferring that over into traffic violence, using violence as the way to transfer it. And then she's essentially selling a leftist fantasy land where bad things don't happen. In other words, I am your magic fairy tale mother. If you elect me, I'll make sure that bad things don't happen.
Yeah, well,
I think that's too soon.
Well, it may be, but I mean, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
I don't know how that's going to happen. Yeah, you know.
The whole debate is about emotion over rationality, logic, and reason.
Well, this is the thing. Violence is a willful act. In order for there to be violence, and now there are things that happen accidentally that are very violent as far as the way it comes, you know, explosions, wrecks, crashes, that kind of thing. But I mean, but
she's
violence.
She's conflating different definitions of violence.
Yeah, she's using a conflation of terms, which doesn't surprise me because she conflates just about everything anyway.
When I wrote about it, I thought I coined a clever phrase. Violence is neutral, like gravity.
It is. You're right.
It can be used for good or evil.
Yep, violence has a utility from time to time.
And I used to talk about it. We can't have wolves or bears or foxes without violence because they depend on violent capture of their food.
It's a natural way. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, you're talking about what she's talking about. I want to throw a real situation at you that is occurring right now in real time as we're talking, and just get your take on it. Dean Weingarten, the most consumed, his words are the most consumed in the gun industry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland appearing before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday for testimony in the ongoing impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump is questioned by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
The best direct evidence we have is actually what the president told you. I want nothing. There is no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do exactly what he campaigned on. And when that became clear to us, guess what? They got the money. They got the money. God bless America. It all worked out, right? This is crazy what we're going through because the facts are so darn clear.
Testimony is continuing late into the night on Capitol Hill, and the Fed Reserve is likely to hold interest rates steady for now. That's at least according to the minutes released today from the late October meetings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. You wrote an article about, I know there's a lot of judges out there that are pretty conservative judges. I never see a judge getting out there saying, well, I'm going to have to issue an injunction on Roe versus Wade because I don't see that anywhere in the Constitution. That never happens. And yet,
right,
when it comes to the Heller decision, well, that's a different story altogether.
Correct. So what would, you did have a hypothetical you were talking about before. Did you want to talk about that? Or
well, I want to talk about that last because that's going to be the last. That's good. Okay. We'll have more time in that.
Yeah,
well, so let me segue into this because you wrote about this.
Yeah, well, and this proved to be a popular article so far because I think a lot of people have thought about it. I remember 50 years ago I was thinking about this, and I said, well, the Second Amendment is part of the Constitution. It's right there. You can read it. It's not hard to understand. Why doesn't the NRA or some local gun group or a local attorney or somebody take a case and take it up to the Supreme Court and settle this thing once and for all? Why the heck don't they just do that? Well, I was kind of naive when I thought about that 50 years ago, and I've since learned a good explanation about why that doesn't happen. And we had checks and balances built into our system. You know, three different parts of the government, the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive, they all have different powers. They all check and balance each other. And then you had the people that were a check on the government. where they can elect and unelect people. They can petition the government. They, if they're outraged by a particular thing, they can push the government to act a certain way. And finally, you have the Second Amendment. If things get really bad, they can defend themselves with guns from a really bad government. And all of these things, though, depended on some certain assumptions about society, that government should be limited because people are not intrinsically good, that people are will abuse power, that they like to accumulate power for their own benefit, and that men are not angels. If they were angels, we wouldn't need government. A famous quote out there, something to that effect. And if, since they aren't angels, we have to put limits on government. Well, around 1900, it actually started a little before, a philosophy started creeping into the United States, and it really got pushed about the end of the frontier. And it was, oh, the founders, well, they were okay for their time, and the Constitution was okay for around 1800, but now we're a modern country 100 years later, and all that old stuff doesn't apply anymore. People are a lot smarter now. We're experts, and we got modern appliances and electricity, and they're making these newfangled cars, and we got steam engines and trains. We don't need all that old stuff. It's a different time. All that's obsolete. We should give the government more power because the government just knows better how to do stuff. And it's called essentially progressivism, or more generally, leftism. And I would say a lot of the ideas about it fit into parts of what we call secular humanism. There's several precepts to it. One is there is no God, so man is unlimited. He's not limited by God. He's not limited by nature. He can do just about anything. He's perfectible. And then the other side of it is that society is perfectible. Well, those things go directly against the principles outlined in the founding, the way that the people who wrote the Constitution understood human nature and the nature of reality. And all these assumptions built into progressivism have insidiously crept into particularly our knowledge institutions, you know, the media, the universities, the educational establishment, particularly the big, you know, very, very pricey and exclusive universities where we train our leaders. It became the default philosophy in what I would call our media elite, which has become our ruling elite. And the precepts of progressivism simply undercut all of the assumptions and checks and balances of the Constitution. Because you don't no longer have an informed citizenry because the ruling elite feels it's their prerogative to shape what knowledge the citizenry has and to let them know what they think they should know and keep away from them the things they shouldn't know. So but how can you have an informed electorate?
That whole premise, though, and I know the left thinks that way. I know they do. But the whole premise behind that goes under the presumption that we don't know, that we can't ascertain, that we will not detect what's going on, and that we will not, I mean, in the case of a really serious revolution, if that were to occur in this country, who do you think is going to be the first to go? Who do you think is going to be hunted down? It's not going to be me and you.
There's so many variables in how something like that might happen, might take place. And I think cities are vulnerable, and people who depend on cities and live in cities are more vulnerable than people who live in the countryside. But then a lot depends on who controls the military at the start of this debacle that we would call a civil war or a revolution or an uprising. And if we control it, I think we win. And
I don't think the military would get involved.
Well,
I think if they did get involved, I think that they would fragment in such a way, you know, especially special operations. Special operations is not going to be out there going, well, you know, orders is orders. They're not going to be doing that.
Well, it depends. If Donald Trump is the president, the military is going to stay pretty much unified. I don't think any of the military units are going to go over to the other side. If somebody like Hillary Clinton were president, I think a lot of military units would default to our side. But so it's not an easy and certain question to answer, and that's why I work hard the best I can to try to prevent it from happening, because it's not clear we'll win. And I think we will win.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think it would be very long. I think it would be over within a week.
Well, you know that wars happen usually when one or both sides think they can win.
Well, and see, and that's the left. The left who's never served in the military and everything else, they think this is a pretty much a slam dunk thing because they're so much smarter than we were. That's their thought pattern and everything else.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up on the last break. So when we get back, I'm going to lay the big in real time thing on Dean, which will lead him straight into what we've been talking about here. You're going to think I'm a lot smarter than you've been thinking all this time. I have woven this like a fine tapestry of a tale. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein. It actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and now we're going not off the trail or anything. Just going to ask his opinion of something. Now, Dean is in California, right? In California, and I spell it with a K, by the way, California. In California, you have a background check for a gun, for your ammunition. You have a waiting period for your gun. You can only buy one gun per month. They have the gun violence restraining order. They have a registry. They have a DOJ approved gun list that limits which guns you can own. They have all of these things. Most places are gun free zones. In most of the bigger cities, you can't get. It's a May issue. It's a May issue thing as far as concealed carry permit, unless you're in Northern California. California, would you agree that California has just about all the gun control anybody could possibly hope to have? Did we lose Dean? After all that, I... I'm just gonna assume that there's nobody in there turning Dean up. Is that what's going on? Unreal. Okay. Let's see if we get Dean before we run out of time. Here's my thought process on this. Dean, are you there?
I am here, but I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, but you weren't turned up. Okay. So, would you agree with me that California has just about all of the gun control anybody could possibly want?
Yes. It's a very restrictive state, but there are many places in the world that are worse.
But in the United States.
Yeah, in the United States, maybe New Jersey, maybe Hawaii.
And yet, we had another rampage killing with a 16-year-old kid who can't buy a gun anywhere. He can't buy a handgun anywhere. He can't buy it in California. He can't buy it in South Carolina. He can't buy it in Arizona because he's just not old enough. He still had a gun. And it still occurred in a school that's a gun-free zone. And then we had two other incidents that could also be called rampage shootings. And in the meantime, in the same state of California, now, they don't really have a middle class anymore, do they?
Well, certainly what's left is shrinking.
Yeah. They had an occasion here lately where they finally, that big long drought that they had that they said was against, you know, cause of climate change. Then all of a sudden they got a lot of rain a few years back, and because they had not updated anything as far as their water management, most of that just ran off into the Pacific, didn't it?
Well, a lot of that is by design. They, you know, to save the smelt or something, they don't.
The Delta
the water,
smelt.
They just let it run into the Pacific. And they hadn't done proper maintenance on at least one of the large dams, which then tended to start failing, and they had to let all the water out.
The Delta smelt. That's right. The Delta smelt.
Yeah,
the other thing is that they, you know, they don't clear away anywhere where their power lines are. So then if they have a wind that is, you know, 0.5 miles an hour, it blows something over because they don't clear cut anything. They don't cull trees. Everything's left as it is because Gaia is Gaia. And then it starts a fire and then California burns.
And then they blame it on climate.
And they blame it on the climate. Then the ones that are left, for the most part, in most places, like if me and you were in California and we are on Rodeo Drive, we'd be looking at the very finest things money can buy. But if we take a trip a block off to the left or the right, we might catch typhus.
Yes.
Now, in the event, and this is just me doing some critical thinking here, right? I'm just going to extend the math out. So, California, of course, Gavin Newsom, he has presidential designs and everything, and they want things to be like it is in California. So in the event that there was a declaration of hostilities between the left and the right, aren't most of the people that are going to be fighting on the left side, aren't they going to be coming from a state like California?
Aren't they going to be coming, you're saying, from California?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be one of these things where it's going to be the United States government versus us. I think it's going to be sort of a localized thing, sort of a la Antifa. You know,
yeah,
you look at Antifa and the John Brown Gun Club and all these other little yahoo groups
right.
that are popping up.
Yeah, California has the largest population concentration of far left. Although there's significant amounts in Oregon and Washington, too. And I guess the Northeast Coast, but that's where they're concentrated. And I guess you might say Chicago and any of the major cities have concentrations.
Sure.
So if there are people going to fight, yes, I think a significant chunk would be from California because that's one of the largest populations of essentially brainwashed far left young people.
Yeah, but what are they going to fight with?
Yeah, well, first off, what they're fighting with now are like metal rods and pepper spray. And
sure.
It's not like these people are hardened troops or that they are like street warriors from, you know, the 30s who were both communists and fascists and weren't that far apart.
Right.
Those were a lot of times were soldiers who had seen combat in World War I and they were hungry. Well, these leftist warriors today are not hungry. A lot of them take too many drugs. They're not necessarily in good physical condition. And they seem to know very little about military strategy or tactics.
Right.
I just don't see them as that huge of a threat. Now, that's not saying if you're in Seattle or L.A. or San Francisco that they couldn't be a significant threat to you.
Sure.
But to the rest of the U.S., I don't see them as a great threat. Now, I don't know if you saw that case just recently about what happened in Tucson when a far-left person who was on Grijalva's staff attacked a Trump supporter without any provocation and attacked him pretty severely and admitted to the attack. You know, he confessed to it. He knocked this guy down. and I think this guy was disabled in some way. And then he stomped on the guy's ankle and broke it. So it's an aggravated assault. And then when it went before a judge in Tucson, where they have a very far left city administration, the judge let him off with a basically deferred prosecution. 12 days in jail, and if you don't break probation for another 3 years, it becomes a misdemeanor instead of a class 3 felony, which is a higher level felony. So in these places like California, we have to worry about things there because they control the local government.
Yeah. We're going to run out of time before you get to finish this. So will you be with me Friday?
I should be, yes.
Well, I'd like to continue this on Friday.
Very good.
I'd like to continue this on Friday just simply because it's a fascinating topic to take a look at, just the logistics of it all and everything. And, you know, I'm ex-military, so I look at that kind of stuff. You are, too. I'm sure you've looked at this stuff and everything. For Dean, if you want to catch some of the stuff that Dean does and talks about and writes about, all you have to do is go to ammoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.